that you're somebody that can't do much. And most people fool around with them until they get too far involved. Then that demon take over and they can't do it. Somebody else has to help them. And that's the case of that man. But listen to me now. Listen. So we see that Jesus had no problem. And he did not, listen to me good, he did not do anything apart from being anointed by the Spirit of God. He did it as a man that was anointed with the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is why you find the devil, y'all better listen to me now. This is why you find the devil, demons, and all their activity and all their works trying to influence, deceive, blind. If he can't stop you from getting saved, he will try to stop you from getting the word in you. He'll try to stop you from finding out who you are, because they know once you get a revelation of who you are in Christ, he know he has to go just like that. And so that's why he have all these things to occupy you with and tempt you with and get you involved in, to pull you away from the word and put the word second, third, fourth, fifth, or no place. Some people put it second, third, fourth, fifth, then some put it no place. And once you get away from the word, because see, the word says what? Real plain. The entry of thy word does what? Give us light. Give us understanding to who? The simple. The word give you understanding. I don't care how simple you are. If you get the word in you, it will give you understanding. It'll give you light. And I mean, if you understand something and you have light, you can do anything and everything you need to do. Hello? I said hello. And we can see that Jesus did not, we don't see anywhere where he had even the hint of fear. Not even a hint. Because he knew what God had said, and he did what God told him to do. And he used his authority and that anointing. And though that man that was so bad, can you imagine a fellow break chains? And you put him in chains, he plucked the chains asunder and then break in pieces the fetter. Then as he get through doing all that, then he cuts himself. If he'll cut himself with stone, what will he do to you? Huh? I'm going to say it again. You didn't seem to get it. I said, if he'll cut himself with stone, what will he do to you? Well, let's move on. Amen. You know what he would do. But notice when he saw Jesus, he didn't come trying to cut Jesus with stone, but what did he do? He ran, he fell down, and worshiped him. And what I want you to see, it was the devil, the demons cutting up in him, but the man showed Jesus a sign, I want to be free. How did Jesus recognize the man wanted to be free? You don't worship somebody that you mad at. Come on. I'm going to say it again. You somebody you mad at, you going to fall down and worship? No. Somebody you hate, you going to fall down and worship? The man wanted to be free. And that's why Jesus said, come out of me. Come out of the man, you unclean spirit. If you read the rest of the story, which I don't have time, he wanted, after he got free, he wanted to go with Jesus. But Jesus told him, no, go back home and tell them what great thing the Lord had done for you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on. We got to go on. Here we come to the land of Gennesaret. And that's Mark 6. The Gospel of Mark, chapter 6, verse 53 through 56. And when they had passed over and came into the land of Gennesaret, they drew near to shore, and they drew to the shore, rather. And when they was come out of the ship, straightway they knew him. You notice the people recognized Jesus. And ran through the whole region. Jesus is here, y'all. And they ran through what? The whole region round about. And began to carry about in what? Beds, those that was sick. When they heard he was, where they heard he was, and whethersoever he entered, into what? Notice it's plural. Whethersoever he entered, what? Villages? What else? Cities and country. The whole region. Jesus just didn't go to one village. He just didn't go to one city, but it said villages, cities, and country. Now look what happened. He just didn't go to one of them and do this, but he did in all these. Are you looking at this now? And they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his what? Garment. And as many as what? Touch him were made whole. As many as touched him were made whole. Now, how many times in this that any of these people came to Jesus and they went away disappointed? How many times have you read? How many times have I read so far? So Jesus got a perfect score, huh? Let's go on. Let's go to Mark chapter 7, 25 through 37. Mark 7, the Gospel of Mark chapter 7. Amen. Notice verse 25. And a certain woman who was, and a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him and came and fell down at his feet. And the woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation. And she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. And Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children bread and cast it unto dogs. Well, that was in most of home right there. If he had said that to us, most of us would have went home right there. Yeah, we would. You know we would. Call me a dog. You're already sick. Your daughter's sick and you want some help. You try and get mad. What I want you to see in this, you can't get help from God trying to get mad at God. You better humble yourself down and say, okay, Lord, call me what you need to. That's what the woman did. Now watch what happened. Verse 28, and she answered and said what? I like what she said. She answered and said unto him, yes, Lord. Yet the dogs under the table eat the children's crumb. Jesus said, this woman wants something from me. Okay. Girl, you got it. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, thy devil is gone out of thy daughter. Hallelujah. But what I'm trying to show you, the authority that Jesus had. Hallelujah. And when she was gone, when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out and her daughter upon the bed, laid up on the bed.